الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected and honorable Hazrat Wala Zaman Abdul Hamid Sahib, Qadamallahu Quyudahum, all Ulama-i Kiram, Hufaz-i Kiram, dear brothers and friends in Islam, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Today, if you ask any person in the world, what do you want? Kisi se agar puche, aap kya chahte hain? To har ek kahega, I want success, I need success in my life, I need salvation. Main kamyab ho jaun, duniya ki kamyabi, aakhirat ki kamyabi. So har ek is duniya mein aakhirat mein kamyabi chahta hai. Everyone desires success, salvation. How can I get away from my problems? How can my problems be solved? If I have a problems in my business, how can I overcome my problems and all my difficulties and hardships from my way removed? This is everyone's desire. And today, if we meet a person, we make salam to him. Salam kalam ke baad hum puchenge, how are you feeling? And what do we discuss? What do we ask each other? It is a norm. It is a trend. Hamari aadat ban gayi. Business kaisa hai? Ghar walon khairiyat se hai? Aur bas duniya ki baat hai. Unlike us, Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, bar khilaf hamare jo Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, when they used to meet each other, ek dusre se mulaqat karte, the first thing they used to ask, the way of success, how can they rejuvenate the iman, increase ziyadati iman mein kaise ho. So a sahabi radiyallahu anhu, Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu, he meets Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asks, because sahaba radiyallahu anhu's worry and concern was akhirat. Hamesha akhirat ki fikr. Duniya mein ho, karobar mein ho, ghar mein ho, biwi bachcho ke saath ho, wo apne kaamon mein mashghool masroof, lekin unki fikr akhirat, hamesha akhirat ki fikr rahi. Kaise main apne Allah ko razi karu, kaise main Allah ke hukmon ko baja laun, bas yahi fikr thi unki. Every time the concern and worry was akhirat. So Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu, this hadith came to my mind. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, man najah? Man najah? What is salvation? What is salvation? Najat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him simple advice. Three things. He summed up the whole najat, the salvation, success in this world and after. In three words, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him, Amlik alayka lisanak. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne kya nasihat farmayi? Amlik alayka lisanak, wal yasa'ka baytuk, wabki ala khati'atik. Teen alfaz mein, najat. Agar aadmi teen cheezon par amal karega, to inshallah Allah ta'ala usko is dunya mein bhi, akhirat mein bhi najat ata farmayi. Wo teen cheez kya hai? Amlik alayka lisanak. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, کہ اپنی زبان کو قابو میں رکھو. یہاں ایسا نہیں کہا کہ اپنی زبان کو کنٹرول کرو, کہا عملے اپنی زبان کے مالک بن جاؤ, اپنی زبان کے مالک بن جاؤ. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, become the owner of your tongue. املک ملک یملک, تو become owner. means when a person is owner, he controls everything. He controls all those people who are under him. That is the meaning of Malik. Allah Ta'ala farmaate Quran, Maliki yawmiddin. Because Allah is our Malik, He's our owner, He controls our life, He controls everything. So apni zaban ke Malik ban jao. When a person is Malik, what he does? He orders, he commands, hukm dete, ye karo, wo karo. Isn't it? When we are owner of our business, when we are owner of our house, when we are owner of our properties, owners of those people who are under us, what we do, what we find them, what we do, do this, do that, all. We control them. That is Malik. So, Amlik alayka lisanak. Apni zaban ke Malik ban jao, apni zaban ke ghulam mat bano. What is the opposite of Malik? Slave. Do not become the slave of your tongue. What is the word of the slave? Whatever is dirt, whatever somebody has messed, we have to clean up. That is the work of the slave. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, beautiful words. He said, become the owner of your tongue, don't become the slave of your tongue. Because if you are slave of your tongue, you do not have control over your tongue. Your tongue is loose. You can do what you want, you can speak what you want. Therefore so many problems. So many problems. The tongue is the cause of destruction, and the same tongue is the cause of construction. The tongue is the cause of destruction, destroying things. A person commands, as Maulana Yunus Rahmatullahi Patel Rahmatullahi used to say, that the president, he commands, blow, fight, fire, shoot, tongue. Then everything happens. So if you are ghulam of your tongue, means you do what your tongue says, your tongue is loose, the talaq takes place, divorce takes place, then the families are destroyed, the countries are destroyed, children are destroyed, communities are destroyed because of this tongue. And when we have our tongue in our control, then we can speak what we want. We can control, we can think before we speak. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Amlik alayka lisanak. Do not become the slave of your tongue, become the malik and the owner of your tongue. Then the second advice Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ. Let your house be spacious for you. Let your house be spacious for you. Apna ghar wasi'i ho. Ghar ki wus'at ka manaya nahi ki bade mahalla, sone ka kamra, soccer field ki tarah ho. This is not the meaning of Wal-Yasab. There is one meaning of hadith is this, that the house must be spacious, where you can live comfortably, you can sleep comfortably, move around, parda, the laws of parda observed. There is no difficulty in moving in and out. That is the one meaning. But the other meaning, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ, let your house be spacious, means there is happiness in the house, there is contentment in the house. خُشِي ho, رَضَى مَدِي ho, مُحَبَّتِ ho, تَعْلُقَاتِ ho, دِلْ جُڑے ہوئے ho, دِلْ بَرَي ho. The heart must be big and vast to accommodate everything. وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ. That is the one meaning. And one meaning of Muhaddiseen ulama they give, that let your house be spacious, means Allah give you a big house, so that you do not go out of your house unnecessarily. Your house becomes comfortable. Now, normally when the houses are small, ghar jab chote hote, ukta jaate hai ghar mein. We just want to get out of the house. Why? Small house, family is big. Therefore Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us one dua. So while making wudu, let us recite this dua and make it a practice. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa wassi'ni fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. O Allah, Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi, hamare gunah ko maaf farma. Wa wassi'ni fi dari, hamare ghar ko wasi' farma. Wa barik li fi rizqi, hamare rizq mein barkat ata farma. Maamooli dua, lekin uska fawaid, uske fawaid kitne zyada. Ek buzurg ne kaha, mashallah, kisi ka jana hua to unse pucha, mashallah, aap to alim nomri, Alim salary is very little. So, mashallah, you got a big house. It's not, I practice on one just dua while making wudu. And alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the many children, big house, everything. I'm living comfortably. So practice on this dua. Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi وَوَسِّعْنِي فِي دَارِي وَبَارِكْنِي فِي رِزْقِي. So there was evil. Do not go out of the house unnecessarily. There are so many temptations, fitnas around us. There are so many temptations that from the time you step out of your house, all the fitnas are inviting. The fitnas are inviting in a God of Islam. Fitnas are nowadays inviting. Islam can answer fitna. So if a person remains indoor, he will be safe, protected. A murid came to a sheikh to ask for dua and for ijazah that my daughter is going to university overseas, Europe country. University mein ja rahi. Ijazah de. Aur dua kare Allah Ta'ala usko hifazat ke saath rakhe. Allah Ta'ala unke iman ko achhi tarah qaim rakhe istiqamat ke saath. She's asking the sheikh, my daughter is going overseas, make dua, Allah protects her chastity. The sheikh told him, you want me to make dua, that you take out, you go out in a rain and you mustn't get wet. You go out in a rain and you mustn't get wet. We are throwing our daughters and children outside in fitna, the world of fitna. And then we want Hazrat to make dua for us, that our children be protected and our children be safeguarded from all kinds of evil advices. Remain indoor, so you will be safe from and protected from fitnas and fasad outside. Third advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave is, apne gunahon par ro, cry over your sins. Today, we are disobeying Allah Ta'ala. We are breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala without realizing and intentionally. Jaankar and jaankar, Allah ki hum na farmani karte. So, rozana istighfar kare. Allah se maange. Allah se hamare gunahon ki maafi karwaye. Wab ki ala fatiyati. If you cannot cry, then at least make our face like crying. Cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can become wali of Allah in 1 second. If a person makes sincere tawbah, he's a wali of Allah. At-tahibu min al-zambi kaman la zambala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the person who makes tawbah, sincerely repents. Jo tawbah karega, ikhlas ke saath, uske upar koi guna hai. Sare guna bakhshwa diye. Huquq-ul ibad to hai. So if a person sincerely repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's all the conditions. Then the person has no guna. The person who does not have any guna on him is a wali of Allah, is a friend of Allah. So simple. While we are sitting here, we can make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincerely, repent, regret over our sins. Ya Allah, whatever we have done, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. And we have regret and we promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah say, wada kare Allah, mein kabhi guna nahi karunga. Is guna ki taraf kabhi nahi jaunga. And coincidentally, we are insan, we are weak. If guna occurs, if sins occur, then agar guna ho jaye, anjaane mein, janbujhkar to koi nahi karta. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to give this example. Hazrat can correct me with his example that he said a person, he goes and buys an ointment. He buys an ointment which says that if you are burnt, you apply. Agar jal jaye, to ye malam laga le. So now, the person goes to the chemist, pharmacy mein jayega, aur ointment laega. Now he's saying that I got an ointment, let me burn myself and apply it. Burn myself, intentionally apply it. What do you call that person? You call him a foolish person. By that ointment is only when you coincidentally, without anjaane, ghalti se agar jal jaye, then you use that ointment. So Allah has given the ointment, given us the ointment of tawbah. Istighfar. It doesn't mean now Allah has given Allah the Ghafoor Rahim, let us go out and go all out to commit guna and go against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will be called foolish, stupid people. We will only apply the ointment of tawbah and istighfar by mistake if you commit guna. Agar ghalti se guna ho jaye, Allah se tawbah kar le. Allah ko manaye, then inshallah Allah zarur hame maaf kar de. So three advices Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, and if we make all of these advices, inshallah we will be also protected. And hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the day of Qiyamah. He gave nasihat to Sahaba, but it's for us, for the entire ummah in the day of Qiyamah. So let us also bring these three advices in our life. Our يملك عليك لسانك. Become the owner of your tongue. Do not let your tongue control you. You control your tongue. Number two, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكْ. Remain indoor. Let your house be spacious. It means there must be happiness, contentment in the house. And number three, وَبَكِي عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكْ. Cry over your sins. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reform yourself. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Islahi Jalsa will be taking place here in Manzil. Alhamdulillah, we make shukran to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the brothers of Swaziland. We thank you people that alhamdulillah you have accommodated us. And you are very, very blessed. Wallah, you are very, very honored to have the Fakhrul Ummah, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, amongst us. Allah Ta'ala grant Hazrat long life and afiyat, grant barakah in Hazrat life, and give us and all of us the tawfiq and ability to take maximum benefit from Hazrat. So while Hazrat is around, inshallah, this life Jalsa will be taking place today after Asr, the program will start. Let us benefit sitting in the company of Allah Ta'ala. When you sit in the company of Allah Ta'ala, the pious people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also make us like them. Nabi Kareem Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, taqullah, wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Fear Allah, the believers, fear Allah and be with pious people. And Allah Ta'ala has sent pious people to us. So let us take maximum benefit from these people and let us make the khidmah, take the dua and tawajjuhah, and inshallah you see our life will change, the communities will change. And Islam and the deen of Islam will spread throughout the world, inshallah. So all the brothers are requested to participate in the program, inform others also who are not aware of it, and bring them, inshallah, for the program. Allah Ta'ala will reward us, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to practice. Ameen wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.